Hi, this is Ed Goldman with the Goldman State Podcast. Journalists often cite reliable sources for feeding us information under the promise of anonymity, and sometimes something called non-attribution. This can be problematic when, for example, a City Hall insider gives you a juicy item, and you can't even say, according to a City Hall insider who requested anonymity. The source thinks that alone may make him or her trackable. So you're kind of left with saying, according to someone, though I can't remember who it is, I am like so stupid. I wanted to start with that so I could get to my main concern today and the cringeworthy wordplay I've assigned to it, reliable sauces. The other day I read a story about the plethora of condiments and dips out there currently multiplying like exponential bunnies. Fine, expensive dining restaurants, fast food death traps, and home cooking cooks alike are dealing with customers who demand that their meals be accompanied with a variety of sauces, ranch being the most recommended relish, if we can call it that. Now, I enjoy ranch dressing every so often, but I'm kind of particular in wanting to put it on a salad. Yet, I know lots of people who slather their French fries, onion rings, and even pizzas with the stuff, which is not much more than mayonnaise, sour cream, or plain yogurt, or buttermilk, and the contents of all the little McCormick spice jars in your kitchen closet. Or if you lack the time, resources, or patience, just a few scoops of Lowry's seasoned salt, sliding it into your vat. Others put all kinds of odd combos on their meals, but the consistent theme is unadorned food is dreadful. Now, this strikes me as funny because most of the food you get at eateries, whether they feature valet parking or a drive-through lane, have already been salted enough to cause high blood pressure in a tortoise. The first time I detected this was when I was a high school student in Southern California, and a favorite after-dance hangout was a local Bob's Big Boy restaurant. Its specialty was a double-decker hamburger which featured patties as thin as two sheets of vellum, which had apparently been sprayed with plasticized liquid vinyl, commercially known as Plastisol, and then buried in a trough filled with the aforementioned Lowry's seasoned salt. Most of us at that age had heightened appetites, often for food, and I was no exception until it came to actually eating a Bob's Big Boy double-decker disaster. My dates and friends always could, but even so, I'm convinced the exaggerated amount of sodium provided a sales boost for the restaurant's milkshakes and soft drinks. You see, back then, every time you wanted your Coke glass refilled, you were charged for it. Same with coffee, even at a diner, which Bob's essentially was. The most popular additive around remains good old ketchup, what the Brits call red sauce. People pour it on their burgers, but also, yuck, part two, on their steaks. I can't get too worked up about that. Like every good argument, there's a point and counterpoint. Trump puts it on a steak, but so does Taylor Swift. I'm not sure these two have anything else in common except for being blonde and rich, but this just goes to demonstrate that certain condiments bridge gaps in cultures. When I was a kid, we used ketchup as part of our dinner survival kit. My mom wasn't a great cook, but that might have had something to do with what she could afford to buy on a fireman's salary. Even so, I could never tell the difference between lamb chops and steaks until adulthood. In the meantime, whatever it was my mom put in front of me, ketchup was going to be the common denominator. Frankly, I was surprised to not see in this article a mention of Arby's fabled horsey sauce in the article I read about the deluge of dips. Apparently, no one wants to put that stuff on anything but an Arby's roast beef sandwich. I've also heard loose talk in the industry that Arby's is also considering putting roast beef on those roast beef sandwiches. I heard that from a reliable, I'm Ed Goldman. My column, The Goldman State, comes out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can subscribe for free at goldmanstate.com. Thanks for listening.